Friday edition of What's On Your Mind, Steve Bakken is officially nuts on a normal or nuts Friday. He actually packed up his dogs, headed for Portland, Washington, and is breeding one of the dogs out in Portland. So driving his dogs to Portland to breed one of them. You decide, is that normal or is that nuts? In the meantime, you got me solo today, and I want to know what's on your mind. Plain and simple. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Veterans Day on Monday. We have a special program planned to salute veterans. Dave Spitzenatic, who is the commander of the North Dakota National Guard, will join us Monday. We're also going, by the way, chat with Charles Krauthammer, who's written a book that's getting a lot of great attention. You read him in the Washington Post, see him on Fox News Channel. He'll join us Monday on his new book on the program. Later this hour, we're going to talk with a retired Marine Corps gunnery sergeant from a group called Concerned Veterans for America and tackle one of the topics our listeners have raised, and that is, why are all these generals being purged from the military? I don't know the answer. We're going to ask Jesse Jane Duff of Concerned Veterans for America that very question. He also has a concern about the unusually high veteran unemployment rate in the country right now. So those topics we'll tackle coming up. In the meantime, tell me what's on your mind. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Ray in Cooperstown's next to go on What's on Your Mind. Hi, Ray.
Hello. How are you folks today?
Great. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you. Say, I found the information very interesting yesterday regarding this minister that was doing his job as far as driving the bus in the Twin Cities area. And, of course, being a spiritual person, he thought it was a good idea to do some praying with the children. Well, the one gentleman that called in about this said that he felt that the ACLU was involved in that. And, of course, he's absolutely right. But there are more things connected to that than just the ACLU. There's also the ADL, which is an espionage agency related with the FBI, the CIA, the Mossad, and Israel, and so forth. Now, what is very interesting is the fact that we have knowledge of a gentleman who is a Jewish man, but has since been converted to Christianity. And he has dedicated his life to alerting the Christians and the ordinary people what the Zionists are trying to do to destroy Christianity. And if anybody's interested in learning more about that situation, it's Nathaniel Kapner, K-A-P-N-E-R, and his contact is Brother Nathaniel Foundation at yahoo.com.
Ray, appreciate the call very much. I have not heard of the individual you're talking about. I happen to disagree with the idea. I think actually there's a proud Judeo-Christian history of those folks, you know, of all of us, you know, being when it comes to a set of values and a belief set not too far apart, obviously from different religious perspectives. But anyway, we asked what's on your mind, and you told us. And, you know, I think the case in Burnsville is not some wild conspiracy other than, you know, I disagree with the guy being fired. You're taking it to some level that I've not heard it go to before, but you're right. He was doing his job, driving kids to school, and in the process of doing so, you know, sang a little song to start the day and prayed for the kids and their well-being, and how that's a firing offense, I have no idea. It's the politically correct world we live in today, sadly. I think that's more the culprit than some conspiracy. But I appreciate you calling. Gary in Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Gary.
Yes, sir. I was just calling about the president's apology.
Was it? Was it an apology?
The president's apology last night?
Yeah, I'm saying, was it? Did you consider it an apology?
Oh, no, sir, because if you were president, would you not call the networks in and sit at your desk and look straight at the American people in the camera and say you're sorry and tell them how you're going to fix the problem instead of just doing the liberal network so the liberals could come back and say, see, he said he was sorry, he didn't mean it, and that's what their argument's going to be all day today and, you know, from now on, and there'll still be no fix to the problem.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. The line that really stuck with me was, we could have been more clear. How about just telling the truth? You know, how about, you know, what we said is not what's happening. We screwed up. And, you know, I'm very sorry. We could have been more clear. It seems very political, right? Kind of a dance on the head of a pin.
Yeah. Yeah, and he should have at least explained how they're going to fix it or what they're going to do to try and help the people. But nothing was said about that. So I don't think he was sincere at all in this. I don't think they meant to do what they did. And the American people, until they raise up, I don't think things will change for 3 years.
Appreciate the call, and would welcome others' opinions on that. You heard the apology. It is big news today. It's being labeled an apology. Gary doesn't think it's an apology. Saw an interesting interview with a cancer patient who lost his insurance. His name is Bill Elliott. Forget where he's from. He was on with Megyn Kelly on one of the cable shows I caught, and I actually have a clip from it. But here's an Obama supporter, cancer patient, lost his insurance, and he doesn't consider it an apology, number one. So I'd take his opinion stronger, and also is very upset about what's happening. I'll play that if I have time here coming up before the bottom of the hour. But as always, we'll defer to these callers here. Bob in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Where in South Dakota are you calling from, Bob?
My opinion, Obamacare is two things. Obama's at fault. I think our congressmen and senators all apologize for voting for it.
Anybody that did vote for it?
They didn't study it. They had no idea what was in it. And that's what we pay them for.
No, you're
and
right.
My other thing is, if it's that important, why can't we, the people, vote on it? Put it to people.
All interesting points, Bob. Thanks for the call. 800-228-0550. When you call, folks, and we put you on, turn your radio down and then listen on the phone. It's just easier for us to converse because there is a delay. So otherwise, you'll have a hard time hearing yourself a few seconds after you say it, and it's coming out your radio at a different time. So always easiest if you just turn the radio down. Larry in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Larry.
Yeah, I'd just like to let people know about the corruption going on in McLean County. I'm a felon, and I've had a little running battle with the county up there. But my children had almost 30 guns stored at another person's house under lock and key. The sheriff's department, under the direction of Lad Erickson, the state's attorney, went and confiscated all those guns from my children. Never did anything. When they give them back finally about 3 years later, 6 guns were missing. Very, very collectible guns. And nobody seems to know where they went or what happened to them. They were never logged in, neither. Neither was anybody given a receipt what was taken out of the house that they were at. Now, I approached Wayne Stengem's office the other day about this, and they said, there's nothing they can do. Nothing they can do. They said, basically, if they steal from you and they're the county officials, there's nothing they can do. I walked straight across the hall, and I went to the governor's office, and I got the same thing. So, in other words, apparently, if you're an elected official, you have the right to violate people's constitutional rights and just confiscate what you want and call it yours. I'm amazed. And McLean County has got some real major problems with corruption up there. I've lived there all my life, and it's really something. And nobody wants to take any action against them. I even tried getting the Attorney General's office to bring in the Bureau of Criminal Investigation, and nothing done. The sheriff made the comment to the person he took the guns from that nobody has the money to fight them. And I think that's very bold and brazy.
And you're saying, Larry, that actually someone said there's nothing that can be done about it. Rather than, in other words, just you gave the basic facts as you did for us, and then the answer was nothing I can do about it. Why don't you hang on? I'll get you information, and we'll connect you with somebody at the Attorney General's office. I'm not sure you got the right answer there. I don't know who you talked to, but we'll at least do that. Wayne Stengem was on with us back a week ago today, and had made very clear when folks call with the issues that that they can, they'll dig into these things for you. So I appreciate the call, Larry. Thank you. Lauren in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Lauren?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I actually have a two-part kind of statement here. It's going back to a recent comment by John Eppenbach of Wisconsin talking about some abortion laws they're trying to pass through and that it's gonna be an all-out hell on the bills going through. And my thought was, you know, he comes out and says that it's a government intrusion on the people, and it's ridiculous. It's shocking. And, you know, my first thought was, isn't that kind of the same thought of Obamacare, being that with the abortion law, you're kind of stipulating who can and cannot get an abortion for what reasons. With the Obamacare law, you're saying that who can and cannot get health coverage and what type of coverage you have.
Very good analogy, Lauren. Very good point. If you got more to say, we'll do it after the break. King time.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Hey, Scott Hennem with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com longevity link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com longevity link.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
On your mind from the studios of 550 K Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, and the beaming through the airwaves of AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo Moorhead, KCJB 910 AM in Minot, KLTC 1460 on the dial in Dickinson. I'm used to saying 1460 on the dial, you know why? Hometown, Montevideo, Minnesota, first radio gig was a 1460 on the dial. That's what we'd say. 1460 on your dial, KDMA. And also KTGO and Tioga, rocking the Bakken with the only talk radio there. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Previous caller is gone, but I think draws an interesting analogy there, talking about opponents of abortion legislation, suggesting that, you know, any pushback against laws that make it legal to kill innocent life is an intrusion on, you know, a woman's right to choose or whatever. Generally don't have the same opinion about the intrusion, your choices on health care that come as a result of Obamacare. Very interesting. Well said. Peggy's in Minot, and she's next on What's in Your Mind. Go ahead, Peggy.
Hi, I'm calling. We are at Minot Air Force Base. My husband's retired Air Force. We shop at the commissary, and we just saw in our base paper they're going to start scanning our IDs at checkout. So they'll know everything we're purchasing at the commissary.
Is it, how do they do it now? Did you just show them the ID?
We show them the ID, which we totally understand to show that we do get that privilege, but we just see this as more government intrusion. They don't need to know what we're buying. I think their inventory should show what items are popular. The staff should know the shopping trends of the customers. And now we just see this. I can see this going to, okay, our records show that you're overweight according to your health care records. Your commissary records show you're buying too much candy and ice cream. We're going to put you on the government Let's Move program.
They're going to hand you Michelle Obama's telephone number, I think, Peggy, is what they're going to do here and say.
Yeah, hey, and I guess I just would like to encourage military families to let their voice be known if they don't approve of this, because if we don't start standing up against some of this, we're going to lose all our freedoms eventually.
What is the official reason? Did you ask why the change, why they're scanning?
Well, according to the paper, it says it's going to help them to serve us better and to know, you know, what the customer shopping trends are and what we like to buy. And they assure us that our personal names and addresses would not be given out. And, of course, I don't trust that for a second. It's like, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan kind of thing.
Interesting. Peggy, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Here's a caller from Montana on the apology, if we can call it that.
Good morning, Scott, Steve. This is Larry from Montana, trucking across the North Dakota. Listen, the president did what he had to do to try to make the Democratic senators who are just petrified of losing their office, he did what he had to do for them. That was the most sincere thing I've ever heard. It's a joke. Here's a guy who ordinarily is on the talk, on the just blasting everybody. Ordinarily, here's a guy who's, you know, coming after everybody that doesn't agree with everything he does. And now he's in the hot seat. So he did what the Democratic senators asked him to do, and that's all there was to it. I think that the Democrats were starting to get scared because they thought that they were so above everything that they weren't going to answer to a law. They knew what was in it. They completely lied to the American people, and the American people, they're finding out, are not that stupid. Anyway, you guys have a great day. Talk to you later. Bye.
Appreciate the call. I mentioned earlier Bill Elliott, an Obama voter, cancer patient, who's had his plan canceled, was asked by Megyn Kelly on the Kelly File whether he considered it an apology. And listen to this.
I believe that was more of an insult to me and the other people who has been canceled than him saying 41 times that, period, you can keep your doctor, keep your insurance, period. To me, now he's saying, like a doctor comes into your operating room and says, look, you know, I cut out your wrong kidney, but I'm sorry about that. He misled me because, in fact, I voted for him because that fact. You know, you got Governor Romney coming out with his facts. But when President came out and said that, you know, you keep your doctor, keep your insurance. I like my doctor. I loathe my insurance.
We asked this question on our Facebook page, too. In fact, political opposition is rising to this quote-unquote apology. Mitch McConnell, Republican leader in the Senate, said if President Obama really wanted to apologize, he wouldn't have done it in a half-hearted TV interview. Do you agree with that? Here's what some of you said online. Peggy says it wasn't an apology because he always has someone else to blame. This time it's the American people because we're too stupid to understand what he says. Mary Jo says, this is what it sounds like when Mitch McConnell talks now to me. She spelled that with lots of P's, H's, and a couple of T's. His war on the people of his own side makes him completely irrelevant in my head now. But no, it was not sincere. He carefully crafted the apology to apologize for people misunderstanding, not him making any sort of a mistake. Randy in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, just a quick little note here. You know, for the executive director of our country to not instigate the program that he made, that basically that we have, and then having problems with the online sign-up, tells you what kind of manager we have running this country. Pretty self-explanatory, and he's proven it over and over again. He's incompetent. That's all.
Hey, Randy, did you hear him talk about that in the interview about the website?
I heard parts of it. I'm pretty disgusted with the whole ordeal myself.
Well, they asked, you know, because the promise has been it's going to be working correctly by November 30th, you know, 2 months after the launch of the thing. And Kathleen Sebelius, the Health and Human Services Secretary, testified about that in Congress, that we'll have it working by November 30th. So Chuck Todd from NBC says, you know, is this going to work by November 30th? And he said, you know, we think it is. But he said, but I've been burned before by the website. You know, I've been burned before. I'm thinking, now he did, to his credit, quickly correct himself or add a little. He said, well, more importantly, the American people have been burned by it. And I thought, okay, now you're getting it. You know, it's not about him and being, I mean, because, you know, that's what he's thinking. He's thinking that this whole website thing and this rollout is making him look bad. And, you know, politically, it's not fun. As the previous caller said, you got a lot of Democratic senators worried. They see reelection efforts. They're concerned. So it's like he was burned. I thought that was kind of an interesting phrasing.
I agree with you.
But more importantly, I think your point, Randy, is well taken in that, look, this is the chief executive of the United States of America, and we can't get a website right? This is embarrassing, for crying out loud. This is an international embarrassment. My gosh. Yeah, sad deal. But thanks for the call, Randy. Appreciate it very much. Thank you for weighing in. Others on Facebook on this question of whether it's a sincere apology or a little sort of political cover here. Gene says he lied the first time about keeping your health care. He's lying again. Anytime his lips move, he's lying. Brad says his history has shown that he is not sincere about anything other than himself. All right. Anybody there think you got what you wanted to hear? Are you in the way of an apology? You tell me. 800-228-0550. When we come back, we always defer to questions you want answered as listeners on this program. And we've had a handful of calls asking about why generals are leaving the military, evidently, according to some of these folks, in kind of high numbers, and suggesting there's something nefarious behind that. We're going to ask a retired Marine Corps gunnery sergeant with the Concerned Veterans for America whether there is any there when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, folks, it's Scott Hannon here. Will you come on a trip with me? Let's start by gazing into your favorite Norman Rockwell painting of a town, a community. Small town America. I'm talking about Walker, Minnesota. I'm talking about on the shores of Leech Lake. Chase on the Lake Resort. This Thanksgiving, why not come out to Chase and really relax? Bring the whole family. They have a great Thanksgiving family package that includes Thanksgiving dinner at the 502 restaurant and some fun activities. Festival of Lights parade and lighting in the city of downtown Walker. Hot apple cider all weekend long. Cookie decorating and ornament decorating and open bowling in the Chaser's Alley. Does that sound like fun or what? Lodging activities and the Thanksgiving buffet all for one low price starting at $349 for all 3 nights. Ask about condos and lakeside lodging as well. You're going to love Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota this Thanksgiving. Call them at 888-CHASE-06 or go online to chaseonthelake.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Chat with Jesse Jane Duff, Gunnery Sergeant from the U.S. Marine Corps, now retired and with the Organizing Committee for Concerned Veterans for America on some issues that veterans are concerned about, and also trying to address a question that's come up several times about military generals being purged from the military. Do that in just a moment. I want to get two more calls in here. They've been waiting. Kathy in North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Kathy.
Hey there. I just wanted to comment on President Obama's so-called apology. Personally, when I make an apology, I try to change my behavior, and I feel like he has no intention of changing his behavior or rectifying the situation at all.
So political cover is what we got. Is that what you're saying, Kathy? Appreciate the call. Let me get Dave and Dickinson in here. Hey, Dave, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'd like to invite all these businesses that write up our political bills, like the Obamacare that was written by the insurance companies, and our scanners at the airport, where's Michael Chertoff? He is an investor in them scanning machines and stuff. I'd like to invite all them big businesses to join a new political party called the Corporations Ruling America Party, and they can send their checks to me, and I will donate them to the political candidate of their choice.
There you go. We'll just send them to Dave Dickinson.
That's a lot to write on a check, so they can just abbreviate it to CRAP and send it on in.
And send it to Dave at Dickinson, North Dakota. That's all you need. All right, Dave. Appreciate it. Let us know how many donations you get to CRAP. Appreciate it. Okay, Jesse Jane Duff is here, who is with Concerned Veterans for America. Jesse, how are you?
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm doing great, although I do live in D.C., the location of the Puzzle Palace. So how are you today?
Well, we're doing wonderful. Appreciate you joining us, helping us answer a couple of questions that have come up and talk about issues that veterans are concerned about. We're coming up on Veterans Day, so good day to do this.
Yes.
First of all, we've had a number of callers that have called talking about specific stories of a unusually high number of generals, in their words, being purged from the military. What's going on there?
You know, you have to seriously wonder when you start looking at the number of generals that have been relieved of their commands and not able to progress with their careers in the military. You're starting to wonder, is there a political agenda? What is going on with this administration? Or have they done overt activity that has been inappropriate? That should in itself be released to the public. These people are all on taxpayer dollars. But I've seen a multitude of cases that you start wondering, is this political or is it irresponsibility? There have been irresponsible behaviors by quite many generals. There have been sexual relations via email. There have been misappropriation of funds with an Africa command. We've seen generals that have been associated with some of our nuclear arsenal that have been relieved, but we don't know the definition of why. However, one of my most favorite generals, General Mattis from the United States Marine Corps, he is like the modern-day General Patton. He was not allowed to progress on and has since retired. So we do wonder, what is going on? Is this significant with budgetary issues? Is this inappropriate behavior issues? Or is there an agenda? And you start wondering when you see such a large number of them.
Yeah, so the numbers are the first flag here. Is that what we're talking about?
Say that again.
The numbers are the first flag that says something's amiss here, just the sheer number of generals that have been...
Right. You have to see what starts making me wonder is there a lack of discipline going on with this overall nature in Department of Defense? If there are if this behavioral issue, such as one of our generals that was relieved from the African Command, who had essentially been spending money excessively, and he and his wife going on trips that were not appropriate and requiring the government to spend, and other generals utilizing enlisted personnel for personal activities. These things are inappropriate. They're not supposed to be happening. So my question goes back to what's happened with the discipline and culture within the military. Are these people doing things that should not be happening? I always try to present issues in a fair way. Is this demonstrative of the administration? Is it the culture of corruption? Or is this a demonstration of breakdown in leadership within our general ranks? Or is it an agenda that there are generals that are getting caught up that are very good, outspoken, and they're finding a way to get them out? So these are issues.
A senior retired general told The Blaze, I think they're using the opportunity of the shrinkage of the military to get rid of people that don't agree with them and not toe the party line. Remember, as former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel said, never waste a crisis.
Absolutely, and I agree with that.
So the story says the timing comes as the five branches of the armed forces are reducing staff due to budget cuts. Retired generals and current senior commanders that have spoken with The Blaze say the administration is not only purging the military of commanders they don't agree with, but is striking fear in the hearts of those still serving. If this story is accurate, and you sound concerned as well because of the numbers, why wouldn't somebody speak out? Why wouldn't there be a whistleblower here and explain what's going on?
It is not the nature of your military to ever degrade or speak dishearteningly of their command or their commander-in-chief for that matter. So you really would have to keep in mind, just like anybody who's ever been in trouble before, you're careful about complaining if you've had any element or perception of misbehavior, because you know that stone will come back at you. You are under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And when you have that weighing on your conscience, you're very careful to throw stones at others, because unless you have a clean backyard, you know they can dig up anything. And it kind of is let me just walk away in peace. Many of them will walk away with a full retirement. They can walk away still with dignity than becoming a public spectacle. So that's a difficulty. But however, such as General Mattis was in a meeting when an aide passed him a note telling him that the Pentagon had announced his replacement as head of Central Command. And it was news to him. He hadn't even received a phone call from any of the heads up in the Pentagon or the White House. General Mattis is the reason that we were able to accomplish the surge. He and General Petraeus were the architects of our success. And unfortunately, we didn't follow through on completing this success fully. But these were geniuses in making sure that we had a success with the surge when we were in Iraq. And General Mattis is known for being a mad dog. That was his public image. So many people were speculating, well, he rubbed civilians the wrong way. He was hard on them. Well, give me a break. This man's a legend. He's a legend, and he is phenomenal in his leadership, and Marines worship the ground he walks on. He's a modern-era Patton in our mind. You see a General Mattis once in, you know, maybe one generation. So, yes, I agree with the general statement that is it part of the budget cuts? The military is downsizing. And they are doing that for obvious reasons. A lot of the physical standards have increased in the Marine Corps, for example. And when I talk with those that are associated still with the Corps, there's speculation that they're increasing the standards so that they can wash out the bottom half or the bottom 5%. You're going to have those cuts. So speculation is terrible without hard facts, but you do wonder what is this all about, and I would agree with that general.
I hope somebody, you know, speaks out, because I get the rule, and I get but if in fact it is as alleged, then somebody needs to be the patriot that blows the whistle on this. So we'll continue to watch this. As we mentioned, Jesse is with Concerned Veterans for America. It's a nationwide nonprofit veterans organization that advocates for policies that preserve the freedom, the prosperity of the veterans that veterans and their families have so proudly fought and sacrificed to defend. A lot of folks joining them. 141,000 Americans have joined them on Facebook just in the last year. So how about that?
That's fantastic.
Do we do enough for our veterans?
Well, there's a lot of areas we're falling short for our veterans. Right now, the Veterans Administration has been in the eye and the target of Concerned Veterans for America for the past year. They were approaching rapidly a million veteran backlog by their own estimates in January of 2013. A backlog meaning it takes over 125 days for your claim to be addressed and resolved. And they had probably close to 700,000 to 800,000 claims that were pending in the backlog alone. Well, we went to the press. We've been very vocal about this to knock that weight down. We're talking about veterans that are suffering from Agent Orange ailments. We're talking about PTSD. There are 55 veterans dying a day waiting on their benefits. According to 2011, 20,000 veterans died pending their veterans' benefits from the VA, their medical benefits. That is a horrible, horrible crisis. That's a horrible, horrible number. Now, I will say the success of the Veterans Administration, their benefit side, has gotten their backlog down to under 500,000. However, there are over 700,000 pending claims still. So there is an average wait time of 342 days to get your claim addressed, and I guarantee there are listeners out there who have been waiting years, many years, and many of these veterans have had to go into the appeal side because their claim was not addressed fairly or appropriately, and the wait in the appeals is over 4 years, well over 1,200 days. So our VA benefits program is in shambles, and it is a demonstration of inefficiency within government health care.
Yeah, which we want more of now, right?
I'm in line. Yes, please give me more government health care. And that was sarcasm for the listeners who don't understand my sarcasm.
Exactly right. I was also alarmed to see the veteran unemployment rate, a good 3 points above the national average, which is bad enough in and of itself. Why are there more veterans, unemployed than the mean number of Americans in general? Why veterans have a higher rate of unemployment?
You know, and that is a shocking number to have post 9/11 veteran unemployment at 10%, while regular unemployment is at 7.3. It is a demonstration of the economy. Of the 246,000 of our newest generation of veterans, looks like many of them are suffering the brunt of unemployment last month. And the youngest generation of veterans made gains from the previous month, but it has always been very, very hard on our veterans coming out. And why this is happening is just a demonstration of our economy. When you have a high unemployment rate and you have somebody coming off of active duty who may not have a resume that demonstrates the civilian relative experience that they need, or they have not been able to adjust their resume accordingly, they may not be in the front of the line to be considered. God bless many of these companies. There are companies out there that are actively pursuing veterans. Walmart sent out a release recently that they will hire veterans. They are considering them as long as they were honorably discharged. I have often watched every Tuesday, or let's see, even this morning, Cheryl Cassoni on Fox News, Fox Business. Go to her website. She publishes all of these top hiring companies for veterans, that being a veteran in itself is giving you the credit to get on board and join their company. So there are companies out there that are trying to assist veterans.
I hope more do, without question. ConcernedVeteransForAmerica.org to find out more about this great organization. Thank you so much.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Winter's here. Maybe it's time to finally think about building the shelter to protect your vehicles from the frigid temps and snow. Well, the team at Legacy Steel Buildings is standing by. ready to go to work on budget, on time, and done right. They're the experts at building solid quality and cost-effective residential steel garages. 10 vivid colors and 4 trim colors to choose from. Very easy to match your home's exterior. And Legacy Steel Buildings has been the leader in pre-engineered buildings for more than 40 years. They know construction like no one else. Call them. Have their expert building consultants get started on your project today. On time, on budget, and done right. Legacy Steel Buildings can have your garage built quickly and affordably. Your warehouse, your hangar, office space, retail store, a warehouse. They do it all. Check out that new CSI building in Williston, 300 feet wide. That's a Legacy Steel project, and there's many more like it all across the world. They're the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. Call them at 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Hi, my name is Steve. For any of us to buy into this line of bovine scattering that the administration is putting out there nowadays, there requires the willing suspension of disbelief. I think that comes from one of the administration's past big employees. Thanks a lot. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Steve, for the call, bovine scattering. All right, takes a little while to get your mind around that. And the willing suspension of the disbelief. Wasn't that a Hillary Clinton line? She used that, I believe, about something related to the Bush administration. It is sad, though, isn't it? Isn't it sad? You know, I wish that I could turn on the television set and see a president that I disagree with, that I, you know, thought, hey, I might not agree with you, but at least I can respect that you're, you know, You're doing something with integrity. You see, for instance, this Obamacare thing, and you see somebody over and over and over again tell you something matter of fact, black and white as you can get, period. I mean, he literally said period, right? And then tries to amend his comments in a very haphazard way because of the opposite happening to people, and fumbles that in the name of, I guess, a political spin. It's just, it's sad. It really is sad. I believe that. I'm very concerned about the fact that we're at this state, and you have folks very passionate and I would say even founding father-like in their beliefs of America and what this country stands for, just able to sit there and say, you're lying. You're lying to me. My gosh. Not a difference of opinion, but it's a flat-out lie. It's hard to argue that it is anything but a lie. Anyway, Steve, I appreciate the passion. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A few minutes left on the program on a Friday, heading into a Veterans Day weekend. The deer opener, an hour and 9 minutes away here. So what's on your mind? The floor is yours. Mark in Grand Forks, you're next on the program. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think veterans need to realize that you and the rest of the Republican establishment are playing veterans and active duty military for fools, because on the one hand, you say you support a strong military, which of course needs to be fully funded, and I agree with that. But on the other hand, you say that we should not protect our economy. In other words, you support free trade policies that literally prohibit the U.S. from protecting its economy when our greatest competitor is a communist nation called China. So, you know, when China...
Mark, can I just have a conversation with you here? Have you ever heard me say we should not protect our economy?
Well, that's the whole premise of free trade, is that...
One more time, let me just ask you a real simple question. Have you ever heard me say we should not protect our economy?
Yes, absolutely. Every
You've
time
heard me
you
say that.
You support trade policies that are based on not protecting our economy.
No, you'd have a good job as the commander-in-chief. You can keep your health care, period. No, what I said was if the plan doesn't change after the law passes, then you can keep your health care. That would be my translation of your answer there. I happen to believe, and North Dakota is a good example of it, that free trade, when you have the greatest country on the face of the earth, is a tide that lifts all boats. Now, when there is tariffs and special deals and things get twisted, and, you know, that's government, you know, routed out. But in general, to say we ought not have trade policy, we ought not say you need this, we need this, let's go, but that's just a difference of opinion, and that's okay. You can believe it's a bad thing, and I can believe it's a good thing. Overall, for the economy, for us to ship our ag products, for instance, and import what we need, and ultimately, because we are the greatest country on the face of the earth, folks are always going to need more of what we have than what they have. So, you know, I just believe enough in America and American ingenuity to feel that way. But it doesn't mean that I'm 100% right and you're 100% wrong. But what I think, you know, is disingenuous of you is to sit here and say that anybody that believes in free trade somehow believes we ought not to protect our economy. That's crazy. That's ridiculous.
Well, so you're for protectionist trade policies then?
I'm for free trade. I'm okay with free trade. And I'm also for a roaring economy, which I believe trade contributes to. Now,
really?
Again, you have a different...
We've been running $1 trillion in trade deficits every year for 12 years since the inception of free trade. So that's okay?
I don't like it.
Well, then we've
had a trade deficit and had a roaring coexist. What I'm going to is you coming on this program and saying that I have said we should not protect the economy, which I've never said. And you're saying that that support of free trade leads to that, but that's a stretch. That's ridiculous. You know what
so
I mean?
So you're saying that
I'm saying, Mark, I'll try to say this real clear. Just be truthful, okay? Just be truthful in what you're saying. What you said wasn't truthful. And stick to the truth. Have your opinions. They can differ from mine. They can differ from anybody else's. God bless you. That's what this program is for. Just don't put words into my mouth that I didn't say or anybody else, because that's where I think you end up doing more harm to your argument than good. Have a good weekend. And meanwhile, plan a little something that does something a little extra special that might even make you sweat a little and come out of your box a little bit in thanking a veteran. Well, yeah, I mean, there's a veteran in your neighborhood. There's a veteran in your workplace. There's a veteran in your family that hasn't heard from you in some time. I spent a little time Monday talking about vets, and I want to do just more and say, hey, it's Veterans Day, way to go, and go to this event, and go to that event. I want to really make sure we go out of our box a little bit, thanking veterans for all they've done to protect and defend this great country. Have a fabulous weekend. God bless you, folks. For Steve Bakken, who will be back Tuesday after that mega road trip to Portland, breeding his dogs on What's on Your Mind. See you Monday. God bless you. Bye bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.